The Oscar-winning film director, Alejandro González Iñárritu, once said, "To make a film is easy. To make a good film is war." But for filmmakers in a country like Burkina Faso, the challenges are even greater. The West African nation has experienced years of conflict and instability. Its military overthrew the president and took power in a coup just last month. Attacks by armed groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIL have killed thousands of people and displaced more than 1.4 million people since 2015. In June last year, Burkina Faso witnessed the worst attack in its history that killed more than 130 civilians. But despite these extraordinary challenges, the people of Burkina Faso have tried to focus on the positive. Late last year, their capital, Ouagadougou, celebrated FESPACO, a pan-African film festival where filmmakers, resilient in the face of challenges, gathered to bring joy and hope through art. And that's where we caught up with one of the top Burkinabe filmmakers. Born in 1976, Apolline Traoré's family moved to the U.S. when she was 17. In Boston, she studied film and had her first experience in the industry. Traoré returned to Burkina Faso in 2005, driven by her passion to capture in her films the sometimes cruel reality of her home country. We explore the art of cinema in Africa, not only what's on the screen, but what's often left out. Filmmaker Apolline Traoré talks to Al Jazeera. Apolline Traoré, jury member of the International African Film Festival, FESPACO, thank you for talking to Al Jazeera. Now, tell us about this festival, FESPACO, that goes on every other year, every 2 years. What is it all about?
It's about movies. It's about culture. It's about getting Africa together. It's about sharing all culture. But I think that it's also a way for us to say that we are not down, because my country is going through a very tough time with all of those terrorist attack. And doing it, I think it's a message to say that, yes, we are going through all of this, but we're still up.
So it's an act of defiance, this film festival?
Definitely. Definitely.
And when you say it's a message, what's the message here?
It's a message that, yes, you guys are hurting us, but we're not down. And an art is also a weapon towards all of this, what is going on, is to tell you the world that we still exist, to tell the world that although everything is going on like that, it is important for us to continue and not to agonize ourselves, pretending that everything is so bad and that we can't do anything. So that message is very strong for us, I think, for every Burkinabe. And doing FESPACO is a message that culture can also help war.
Now, we're in a country where there's an armed insurgency. 1.3 million people have been displaced. Most people live on less than $2 a day. There's a humanitarian crisis. Do people really have time to go into the movies to watch African cinema?
Yeah, because we have to live. We have to take our mind a little bit out of this. We are part of this war, you know? And it's important. In that same question, I was told that my next movie, I might not be able to do it. But I fought, and I've been fighting, and I don't even have the goal yet, because the film that I'm making, it's about what is happening. It's about terrorism. And I want to go up north, and I want to do my movie over there. And to tell you how it is, it's just that, just before Yirrbie, you know, that massacre that came out in June, I went to the north with the army and I told them about my story, and they loved it and they said, yes, it's patriotic and we're gonna help you. And I went there, and then I was like pampered. I had like 50 people in the army that came with me, right? And then we went location scouting of where I'm going to be shooting this movie. And then we came back 10 days later, we had Yirrbie. And then everybody
the
was
massacre,
like...
The massacre, hundreds of people
exactly,
killed.
Exactly, exactly. And then my movie was at stake. It's like, whoa, you can't go anymore. And I'm like, yes, I understand. I understand that it's difficult. But the problem about this is just like, how are people going to think? Like, this country is in war, and then they are going to mobilize a group of army to help Apolline Traoré to make a movie. How is it going to be perceived? And my argument is like, my film is a weapon also. We cannot take any arms, we cannot take any weapon and then fight and help you. But we are culture, we can talk with the image. So my film will, I am not saying that it's going to cure this world, but it will probably give hope to the country, to the army people, to those people are thinking that everything is down. This is the way for me to participate in that war. Because for me, that's what culture is about. That's what movies about.
But one would argue that that's also could be seen as propaganda. You're just building government propaganda.
Yes, but you have to look at the story. You have to, because before I go, I did not just go making a movie like that. I went to the people. I went to the people that were concerned in the north. And I'm talking about the human size. You know what I mean? The humanity of each, of every people that are living this situation, you know? And what are we supposed to do as artists when this is happening? Should we just sit down and look? We have our point of view also, you know? And then our duty is also to, in a sense, give hope to our population and to tell the world what is happening in our country the way that we have to, we see it. And I think that it's very important.
How would you define African cinema?
Do we really have an African cinema? Because every country has its culture. And if you look at a film that is coming from Senegal, if you look at a film that is coming from Burkina, you can see automatically that is coming from this country or that country.
The reason why I was asking this is about your film. Now, you're also a director.
And yes.
You made this film called Frontières, Borders, where there is four women that travel from Dakar to Lagos, I think.
Exactly.
And of course, on an airplane, that's just a six-hour plane ride. But they're traveling by bus, these four women. What was the message of that movie?
Well, the first message of that movie is like in ECOWAS, in the West African country, there are texts that say that we have a free circulation of goods and people. But when you go to the borders, that's not the case. Like if I'm a Burkinabe, I can go through the border to Abidjan, to Senegal, to Dakar, and no problem. With my identity card, it's fine. But when you get there, it's another problem. You have to pay some money. The costume people are going to do whatever you can even imagine. And I keep hearing those stories, and I'm like, are you serious? How come? There are texts. I'm like, well, that's what it is. And I've never took the bus before to travel. And I'm like, look, let me go and see it. So I did. I went to
Dakar. So you actually got on a bus?
I did. Well, you know what? When I went to Dakar, and I took a car, and we were going through, and I was with my crew, and then some of my crew were white, right? So we're going in, and we're passing the border with no problem. I'm like, what is going on? Why is everybody saying that this is so tough, and then we're just going like that? And my driver was like, madam, get out of this car and go into the bus, and you'll see. And I'm like, okay. So from Mali to Burkina, I left there behind in the car, and I went into the bus. And I can tell you, everything that you saw in the movie, I've seen it, you know, and it was terrible. It was terrible. You know, the people that will be laying on the floor, sleeping at the border because they didn't have 2,000 or 3,000 francs to give to the custom officer so that they can cross, which is illegal.
I mean, what was interesting with that movie is that you were able to illustrate something that us journalists aren't able to do. For us to film a checkpoint, a border, is extremely difficult. Obviously, they'll shut down our cameras. So what is it that, in essence, cinema can do that us journalists cannot do?
I think that if you get to the right people, and then they know it's fiction, you know, and I think that helps, because they think it's a movie. When you're a journalist, that's something else, because they think that you are going to write bad thing about it. And then when you put it in a story, I think it's easier. And it's true that when I started writing this film, when I finished, I called the head of costume of our country. And I'm like, if he gives me the check, I can do it. If he doesn't, I will never gonna be able to do it. So I sent him the script. And as you saw the movie, there's this guy that will rape one of the girl. And I was so worried about it because he's a guy from the uniform that is raping someone. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just send him the script. If he says like, oh, then I won't be able to do the movie. But he was such a great man. He read the script and he called back. I waited 10 days. He wasn't calling me back. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to do this film. And then one day he calls me and he's like, hello? And I'm like, yes, Apolline? I'm like, yes. The rape. I'm like, oh my God, my film is down. But he's like, no, I understand, it's a movie. And those things do happen. But so you have to go ahead and do it. The mentality in Africa, films is still an entertainment. You know, it's not serious. Even when we go get money, you know, and even again as a woman, it's just to make people laugh or to make people cry. It's not as serious as journalism. So this is the way they see it. Even if we have big messages on our films, it's still a movie. So a movie is just for entertainment. It doesn't have a point where you have to like fight for your ideas and then say something so harsh. If it's soft, they'll take it as just an entertainment.
Now, let's talk about FESPACO, this film festival. Now, you're the jury member for the main category. Tell us about the different categories and the different films that you choose or you select to take part in this festival.
Well, there is 7 category in FESPACO. The main one is actually the biggest film that will get what we call the Etalon of Yenenga. And it's a lot of money. It's 20 million when you get that trophy.
20 million CFA.
CFA. They did documentaries, so there's short film, there's animation, there's school films, and also there's a section that is Burkina, and there's diaspora also.
What do you mean? There's a category for the African diaspora.
Diaspora. They used to have it, actually. But I think that they put it in the same competition, in the main competition, because a couple of years ago, the African diaspora couldn't compete. People from Haiti, people from Dominican Republic, Brazil, the black from the Brazil. Those you couldn't compete.
Now, the UN... had this research done about the future of African cinema, and it projected that it could bring 20 million jobs, $20 billion annually, and saying that, giving the example of Nigeria and Nollywood as being one of the biggest money-generating industries in cinema in the world. Why don't we have this in French-speaking Africa?
The way that we make cinema is not the same. We have to rethink how to make a production.
What do you mean?
When you want to make a film, Nigerian had the opportunity very, very early to make film, and then that goes to video. And then when it goes to video, it gets sales very, very quickly. So it generates the income. And then a month later, you can make another film. We don't have that. We take a month or 2 months or 3 months to make a film. And then we're going to take another 3 months to edit it. And it's going to come out in a year. And then after that, we are going to put it on cinema. We didn't have that culture of generating income with our film. And then with one film, we're going to spend 5 years promoting it. So I think that the mentality has to change first.
But do people still go to the cinema?
Oh, yes, they do. They do.
Who are the people who go to the cinema? And why do they go watch movies?
Because they have that culture. You know, a couple of years ago when FESPACO started, I think we have like nearly 54 or 56 cinemas in Ouagadougou, you know? And it was a big thing for Burkina, you know? And we had the culture of going to cinema. It was something very, very important.
Most people here live on less than $2 a day. Why should they spend the very little money that they have on watching African cinema?
They have to keep their mind out of something else. When you make a movie, a funny movie, the rooms are packed. Why? And if you show a very sad movie, you're not gonna have anybody in the room. But when it's funny, it is packed. Why is that? Because they wanna laugh. They wanna not think about what is going through every day. You know, they need a door to forget all the problems. And it is important. We cannot keep in our house and then just think about bad thing every day. Coming to the movie, watching a film, laughing, you get a little bit humanity in your heart.
We met some of the filmmakers who had worked under the time of Compaoré, and some of them were saying there was an amount of censorship, that certain movies that they tried to present to the FESPECO at the time would just get rejected with no explanation. Is there an element of censorship or taboo in your selection of the FESPECO festival?
Not anymore. I don't think there is anymore. Before, I think there was. Yeah, there's certain things I you couldn't say, you couldn't do. Now, taboo, I think that homosexuality is one. And I remember 2019, there was a film about two lesbians, and they actually did select it. But after that, it was just a big talk in the country. People were like, no, you couldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. But I think FESPECO has taken its responsibility, and then they'll choose what they want to choose and then put it in the selection.
There's no taboos. For instance, relationship with the former colonial power, France. Is there?
No, I don't think. Right now, no.
But there was?
Yes, there was. There definitely was. Because every time that you will have certain things that the government were not comfortable with, you might not go into the selection.
So in the past, documentaries like The Battle of Algiers or other films that refer to this former president of Burkina Faso, Thomas Sankara, that was killed and has then become a Pan-African figure, those type of documentaries or films were not selected in FESPECO.
The Battle of Algeria or anything else would be selected. But if it's sensible to Thomas Sankara and the president, then that's a problem.
What is, for the viewers who might not be familiar who Thomas Sankara is?
Yes, I mean, he's actually first one who actually helped to create FESPECO. That's one of the things. And he's very important to us because he's a, as you say, a revolutionaire, you know? He wanted Burkina to be free of any, you know, Western influence. He wanted us to produce our own goods. He wanted us to promote our own goods and everything, you know? And I think that he was young. He has those new ideas and you know, and it's a symbol. It's a symbol of freedom. Sankara is really a symbol of freedom, and I think that that's why he's so important to us, and he's very important to FESPECO, because he's the one who actually thought that culture and film is very, very important to this country and to our ideas.
Now, it seems that African cinema is drawing the attention of producers in the Cannes Film Festival and other Western market. Why is that?
Why is that is because we're still young and we still have a lot of stories to tell. The Western world, I think that maybe they are saturated in all of the stories that they can say, you know.
But how are African cinemas or movies different?
It's different because there's a lot of stories that haven't been told. There's a lot of today when I go back to the U.S. and I talk to my colleague and all of that, people will say that, you know, there's no more original films, no original stories. It seems like we've already seen it. It's made differently. But the good thing about Africa is just this is a new cinema. This is a new culture of cinema. And then we have so many stories that haven't been told. Really, if you take each country, there's so many stuff that haven't been told. So we are lucky on that, and then we should quickly make our films, because if we don't do it, well, other people are going to come and do our stories.
I want to go back about the political element of the festival. A few years ago, Rwandan President Paul Kagame came to the festival, and then Rwanda won the main prize, the Étalon d'Or, or the Golden Stallion. Is there political pressure in cinema?
I'm the wrong person to ask, you know, because I was in competition also at that period, and then it was actually both of us were head-to-head, so it was either him or I, and people come to say, well, they didn't give it to me because Kagame came, so they give it up. But, you know, I don't really believe it. But, again, I cannot tell you 100%. If the film was well made, well, but I think at the end of the day, every big festival has a political influence. We cannot get out of it. It's, you know, it's about the country, it's about a message, it's about a lot of things, you know. The jury will probably make some opinion. Well, they're probably going to choose something. But there's always political influence in those festivals. There's always.
How do you select? Now, you're the jury in the main selection. How do you select what is a good African movie?
I think that every jury, that's the biggest, it's the hardest part of being a jury, because everybody comes with their own sensibility. But one thing is clear, as a jury member, we have to first look at technical quality, because this is the base. We have to look at technical quality. If you pass that that technical quality, we look at, I am very sensible to acting, you know, to the performance of the actors. If whatever great the film is beautifully, whatever, you know, theme it is, if the actor are not perfect for me, I'm out, you know. And then some, a jury can be, you know, I like the beauty of the film. Some other will be like, it's the team that is important to me. So we have to mingle all our idea together and then be able to choose one. And that is very difficult, very, very often.
Why are there so few African directors, but also actors, that break into the mainstream markets?
There's certain code for me in directing. There's certain way of telling stories. If an African film director wants to make it big screen, I think that they will have to stay in the U.S. and then use the code of the way that the U.S. or the French make the film, you know. The world is not, how am I going to say that? They're not familiar with our cinema yet, you know.
What are the codes of the African cinema?
It's different. It's our culture. It's the way that we dress. It's the way that we talk. It's the way that we argue. It's the way that we love. It's there's so many other things that is not that kind of different. And people have to accept it. And I think that is a problem. I left the U.S. because I wanted to tell stories about my continent, about my country, about my people. And then I mean, it was 2001, and I was trying to make my stories there, but no one was listening. No one was understanding, you know? And I could have been a great filmmaker, but staying in in the U.S., yes, it would have been easier for that, you know? But making my stories and being in the U.S., it was difficult. And I was like, okay, this is a choice. I either become a great filmmaker that I will stay in the U.S. and I will probably be an American in 10 years, or I'll come back to my country and I'll fight to show my stories and then to show it to the world, and then we'll fight the way that we can fight to show that we also can tell stories and then we are capable. But you're going to have to accept the type of movies and the type of stories that we are telling. This is a fight. Which is our culture. Which is our culture. It's all about culture. It's all about telling people, you know, who we are. It's all about telling our differences. It's all about saying how we live and how sensible we are in certain things. And maybe we're not seeing the same way, but it's still universal.
There are, I'm certain, viewers here who maybe are young and are watching this and may want to make a movie. What advice would you have to give them?
First, you cannot just want. You have to be passionate. Because being a filmmaker, whether it's in Africa or anywhere else in the world, it's very, very difficult. If you have the passion, no matter what obstacle you will get, you'll hold. Because it's such a rough road. Especially if the girls are watching me, it's so difficult that every day in your life you will wake up and you say, "I'm going to stop it," and it's only passion that will help you get up and say, I will continue. So no matter who they are and what they want in this film industry, the first thing, if you have the passion and then you're willing to learn, you'll make it.
Apolline Traoré, jury member for the International African Film Festival, FESPACO, thank you for talking to Al Jazeera.
Thank you.